So things are moving on at Heartlands. You can see so much going in. I can actually see some play equipment going in the park at the moment. And there's going to be a park, there's going to be historic features, also a whole lot of new stuff as well. Part of the new stuff is the apartments that are on offer, and they've just gone on sale. With me is Scott James from the Heartlands. So Scott, what we want to find out is, what are the benefits of living at Heartlands?
Well, with Heartlands, you're living in a World Heritage Site Centre. You're right in the middle of such an attractive, striking and historic environment. You're also out looking onto the parkland. There's 19 acres of beautiful sculpted parkland, historic gardens, the diaspora gardens, which are from around the world, really high quality planting, play areas, water features, cafe, restaurant and bar. You've got such a buzz of things happening in and around you.
I suppose another benefit of living at Heartlands is the sustainability aspect, isn't it?
Absolutely. These units are Code for Sustainable Homes Level 4, and those people that know the jargon will know that's very, very high quality sustainable development. But those of you that aren't aware of what that means, that really means low living costs, very, very highly sustainable heating and electricity systems.
And when someone looks for somewhere to live, they're also looking for where it is, what's around it.
Absolutely, as well as the great stuff which you've got directly on your doorstep, quite literally with the parks and gardens. In the wider area as well, there's a number of employment areas, the Cornwall College, the Paul Innovation Centre, the great retail in the big units that we've got nearby, like the Tesco's, the Homebase, and the small local stores. But in the wider area as well, you've got the coast only 5 minutes away, the A30, which can get you to Redruth, Camborne in less than 5 minutes, and also areas like St Ives, Penzance, Newquay in around 20 minutes. It's a perfect location to live in.
Just tell me about what you get inside for your money.
There's 19 apartments in total, a number of two-bedroom and one-bedroom apartments. The two-bedroom apartments have a large kitchen, living room and diner area, which has a great large window overlooking the historic buildings and development. It then has two very large double bedrooms and a separate bathroom as well. And they're on the market for £119,950 in this first phase, which has been released now.
What about the style of the rooms? Is it something that's easy for people to put their own style into?
The style is, as with most new homes, really a blank canvas for people to come in and put their own imprint on. What we have got is a very nice contemporary kitchen facility fully built in with all the appliances. So that's a great start for any new homeowner. Dedicated parking spaces right alongside the units. We've also got a shared bike facility, so people can come in and park their bikes safely along the back end of the apartments, and also open space dedicated for the tenants as well.
And the heating system, is it central heating, storage heating, or something different from that?
It's a step above that again. It's a central biomass system, so the heat is produced from wood chip by the Heartlands Trust on a day-in, day-out basis. That heat is then provided to each home, which provides very low-cost heating. All of our units are advertised via Countrywide, who have the Stratton Creber Miller estate agents in Camborne and Redruth, also available to see on Rightmove, so that's www.rightmove.co.uk. Or if you want to book an appointment, the man to speak to is Pete Castley from Countrywide, and his number is 07702 436 264.